It is unfolding step by step, somewhat of a convoluted process that's been underway this week and will continue next week, and will finally end at March 30th with a change of with a transition of power ceremony. But what appears inevitable at this point is that sometime next week, the parliament will select the country's next president, and it is not going to be Aung San Suu Kyi, who would be the favorite if there was a public vote on this. She'd win a landslide, but as you may know, she's constitutionally prohibited from taking the presidency because her sons are citizens of a foreign country, namely Britain. So she's had to put a proxy into the contest here in the parliament, which will select the president. And he is going to be a loyalist, someone she's known very well for many years, but that most people in the country have not heard of.
Yes, and I believe he is Tin Jaw.
Yes, Tin Jaw is seems to be fairly well qualified, and that's the consensus of even some of the opposition politicians we spoke with today. He spent some years in the bureaucracy, had been a university teacher, studied computer science overseas. He's in the inner circle of the NLD, the National League for Democracy. He's on the executive council, and he's married to a woman who is not only the daughter of one of the founders of the NLD, but she's a member of parliament in her own right.
What about the military? Have they put up a candidate?
Yes, they have. He is quite well known. General Minswe is the chief minister for the Yangon region, quite a hardliner. And while he is certain to lose the parliamentary vote for president, he is guaranteed at least to be the second vice president. So Aung San Suu Kyi is not going to be able to have everything her way because she will have a second VP, a hardliner general, and the military, of course, has one-fourth of the seats in the parliament reserved for those in uniform. So it's not going to be total easy sailing for Aung San Suu Kyi, despite the landslide victory her party won last November.